That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hi, hello.
Welcome to our improvised musical podcast show. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach.
We got guest pianist Zach Marsh on the tone, so nice, not harsh.
Ooh! We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne, there is a cajon. It is a cajon. That's who is here, almost. Thank you for listening to this Off Book. Off Book going through changes. We love you very much. If you want to know about those changes, check out our episode that is called the announcement episode. And that's all you got to know about that for now. Because right now we're bringing in power hitters.
We're bringing in like best buds and ooh la loves.
We're bringing in best buds and ooh la loves. We're so thrilled to have her back. She's incredible. I'm going to not step on as many microphone cords as I have been
that's
stepping
okay,
on.
Buddy.
Please welcome the incredible talent of Rashawn Scott.
Hello, hello. What's up?
Come on.
Hello
now.
And what's up? Come on now.
Come on now.
Rashawn, welcome back.
Oh
so
my
good,
God.
So good to see you.
Thank
again.
You for having me back. It's
oh
been,
gosh.
It's, we've been away too long.
I mean, too long for me.
Too long for me.
Too long for me.
Brett, too long for you.
Thank you for respecting that this is not a fan band episode and you're not on a mic. Too long for you, Zach? Ooh.
Oh.
Too long for you, Dana? Dana, rude. Rude, Dana.
That was really, reminded me of, reminded me of Newsies.
Of what?
Newsies.
Oh, yeah.
You have
a family member.
Well, guess what? My nephew Des.
Christian Bale.
He was the star of his production of Newsies that I got to see at his elementary school in Boston.
What a reveal this deep into the podcast would it be?
My nephew is Christian Bale. That would be a really, really intricate family tree.
That would be a sort of thing where we'd have to be like, oh, I have to reevaluate everything I know about Jessica and Christian Bale.
Right. That would be some sort of like your father was Pablo Picasso situation. You know, like have children into your 80s. For Christian Bale to be my nephew would create a lot of timeline issues.
Yes, 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 yes.
I think we just ripped open a portal.
Sweet.
Well, portals are never good.
Portals could be good.
Portals could be good, but they're consistently when they show up, it's like, oh, this portal's going to be trouble.
No, they're unstable.
They're always.
Yes, they're unstable. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, we need some more stable portals.
Yeah, like if we knew...
What if we knew?
If we knew.
If we knew a small portal that did a very specific thing, then, and only did that. And it didn't cause any, like, rips or rifts.
Here's what we want. We all want the anime video game item box skill, which is a small portal to an infinite space that's just a big closet. And you can just put stuff into and out of that closet.
Can you exist in that space?
I don't think you can go into it.
But I can zoink things.
I'm trying
out
to set
it.
Some rules. Yes. And it's just like you think it, you have it.
You think it, you have
like
it.
Here's
you
where
think it,
and
you have
it's like time locked. So milk, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay. Cause I'm worried about milk a lot.
See, this could be a good resource. I was being very selfish and thinking like, oh, I'm gonna put all my stuff in there. But if it's a resource, I mean, you just started a really good food pantry.
Yes.
We could have a community item box that we all can come to and get our milk and none of us have to worry about
it. Yeah, I think we've designed a really good portal.
This is a good portal. Yeah. Now, the problem is, as soon as we get this portal out there, someone's going to come, someone's going to put a little skunk in the item box. And they're thinking, well, this skunk's going to go around and mess everything up in there. Mm. But they didn't think about it. It's item locked.
Or someone's going to try to also, like, I'm going to go exist in the portal and travel through time.
You're going
to
wait till I put milk in. You're going to take that milk, go back to the Roman era and sell that milk and become an emperor.
And you said earlier that we cannot exist, but the skunk can exist, does the skunk have its own universe within the portal that he is not disturbing the milk?
Why does the rules of the portal apply differently to the skunk than to everyone else? Because everything else stops when it's in there. But for some reason, that skunk can run around.
Hey, I put in a thing of milk into the portal. And then when I got it out of the portal, it smelled like skunk in there. Has anyone else experienced this?
I put a bag of fresh peanuts into the portal. Uh-huh. Yeah. When I took them out, they had been ripped open, and there was a note in there that said, "You've been skunked."
If you're interested in leaving a complaint or a comment card for the portal service, you're going to fill out this card right here.
Okay.
Get it back to us in 2 to 3 days.
I guess it's not a complaint, but it is a concern. Mm. I thought that nothing could live inside the portal. Thought that time so vast.
Yeah, I mean, there are different portal hotspots all throughout the village.
And we can't go in. I mean, look, society has progressed to the point where we use portals for everyday storage, and that part's great. And as far as we know, the portal, everything in there just like stayed still. You put milk in there, no problem.
The next time I drink that milk, it's still fresh as a daisy. Mm-hmm. If a daisy were milk.
But for some reason, these rules seem not to apply to skunks.
Yeah, they're able to move independently within the portals, and we are limited to this linear space.
I gotta say, my first thought is, it's something to do with the smell. What has a skunk got that I don't have? Well,
a long tail.
A long tail.
Big fluffy fur.
Sure, but also
a sort of desire to dig.
Sharp
all the time.
Fangs.
Okay, I guess a lot of things.
Long snout?
Stinky smells from its butt.
Well,
I got stinky smells from my butt.
I'm not gonna lie, gang. I've got stinky smells from my butt.
Okay, yeah, but not like a skunk.
Okay, but I think we just so we're all on evil planes as humans,
yeah,
equal planes. Need you to admit that sometimes you have stinky smells.
It's
from
okay.
Your butt.
This is a safe space.
Oh my god!
You're not saying you don't have stinky smells
Please.
From your butt, right?
No, I'm not at all saying that. I'm not walking around like my shit don't stink.
Okay,
but what
okay.
I don't have are special glands that can exude a stinky smell.
That is true. So I guess here's what we would need to. If it's the glands.
Sure.
What's another animal that does the stink? Stink bugs? They don't use glands.
Sorry, can I get my sundae or... We'll be with you in a second. We'll be with you in a sec. It's just that I'm afraid my hot fudge is melting. No, the hot fudge wouldn't melt. The ice cream would melt. No, I'm afraid my hot fudge would melt. No, that's not how ice cream sundaes work.
Well, I guess the hot fudge is melted in a way.
It's already melted, though.
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about that.
It's just that I've been waiting so long. I have a coupon and I wanted to use it.
And we'll get to you. We'll get to you. It's just, we got to figure out. Have you had any issues?
No!
Oh! Wow. Well,
I would like my ice cream right now. You're having a discussion about whether or not fudge would melt or not, and that's not important. My ice cream is important.
Okay, fine. Here you go. Wait, did you want any other mix-ins?
We weren't thinking when we thought the Baskin-Robbins could have so many more than 31 flavors if
we
adapted portal technology.
This is a Baskin-Robbins. This
slash
is not a Cold Stone
creamery. We bought out the Cold Stone. This is the near future where Baskin-Robbins and Cold Stones combine to form one incredible
Baskin-Stone.
Baskin-Stones. Now with portals.
See, every time I come in here, I was expecting 31 flavors, but I'm getting 31 flavors of cold shoulder. You won't even give me my ice cream.
Sorry, we're not supposed to be giving cold shoulder at Baskin Stone. At Baskin Stone, you're not alone in starting out a little confused, but we still have 31 flavors, but also the mix-ins too. Gold medal ribbon
Ooh.
With mix-ins on the side.
Like.
We use our little weapons to mix them up with pride.
Now Cold Stones used utensils.
Uh-huh.
We use weapons. Big, 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 big swords.
It's a good Baskin Stone. Baskin Stone. We use swords to mix up your cone.
At Baskin Stones.
It's a good thing that I brought all my weapons with me, all my ninja stars and all my bats. I'll do anything to get that mint chocolate chip with pieces of birthday cake inside.
Yes, we're so glad that you brought all those weapons off your shelf, 'cause a service that we offer is you can use weapons you brought yourself. Now,
hey.
We still do the scooping, but we do more weapons.
The only place that you can access your portal, your friendly neighborhood portal.
Baskin Stones, now with portals. We're sort of like the KFC Taco Bell.
These combinations make me feel alive. I'm so glad that I took the time to destroy you two to get a taste.
Use your weapon for your cone. Oh, you really ninja start up that birthday cake so beautifully. Sorry we made you wait, kid.
It's okay. I was just waiting for my dad to come pick me up. He works at the zoo.
Meanwhile, at the zoo. Skunk meeting. This 5 millionth meeting of the skunks. Jeez. Beings who can move through time and live forever, but don't want anyone to know about it, will now be called to order. The temporal order of skunks, as we call it, toss. I guess it should be called Toos. Temporal order of skunks.
Toos.
And now for the traditional smells from our butts.
Traditional smells from our butts.
Everyone lift your hind parts.
Lift
and spray. My favorite thing about living forever is seeing tiny trends, but having them feel so quick against the concept of how much time I've lived through.
Yes, watching people fret over things like whether they got in the mail and not over things like how long the sun will live.
I love seeing them say, oh, did something come in the mail? When I think, ooh, I'll be alive when the sun goes kaboom.
I'll be alive when I was alive before the concept of mail, and I will be alive long after.
You know what I realized that I'm flight.
You're right.
I had something in my snout.
Is it berries? Because I can't resist the berries.
I'm so sorry.
You have to tell us if it's berries.
Civilizations rise and fall, but berries are forever.
I've been
berries are forever.
Put your berries in the sky if you want to eat berries.
Sorry, Constable.
No, the two of you are... I can't decide what the voice is.
That's the one.
You've had so many through time. We all have. It's hard to choose.
It's just hard to be the skunk that you should be. Mm. We live so long. It's great. But what are our goals?
This is what I sort of wanted to call this meeting about. Yes, me too. Because we have had a rule... We don't mess with the timeline when at all possible. We try not to upset the order of the universe.
Sure.
We are merely shepherds of the timeline.
I would like to go back to the Grammys and just change a couple things.
Sure.
Which year?
I mean, you name it, sister. Okay,
every year I have a complaint. Ugh. They can't get it right.
Never.
But
Santana?
Santana.
Carlos, we love you, but Carlos?
Carlos?
Rob Thomas?
Sorry, that choice? Not so smooth.
No. The lyric is supernatural.
A lyric in that song played by Carlos Santana, and then he plays the guitar? A little on the nose, don't you think? Speaking of noses, I'm chock full of berries up in here.
Ooh, did you try this one? I brought Lincoln berries.
From the Washington coast?
Sure.
Hmm.
Delish. Mm. So you were talking about our goals.
Well, I just saying there have been reports that someone got into a portal, which, listen, we've all been there. But they know that we got into a portal. And because they know that we got into a portal, now they're questioning, why do the quantum rules not apply to us? And that is a line of questioning that I wish they would stop going down.
Okay, well, I would start by saying, don't look at me. But also, I love attention, so look at me.
Okay.
Hi.
You're saying, look at you, but not for this particular incident. Yes. You want us to look at you, but you also don't want us to cast blame on you for the current problem.
Yes, I would say, don't look at me because I would never go into the portal, but also look at me because my birthday is coming up.
Oh!
We definitely got a cake and a reception for you. It's going to happen.
We do. We're trying to get candles. We're getting 5 billion of them. It's proven to take quite some time.
Oh, please, don't worry about that. Don't get 5 billion.
And that's not even all of them. That's
just them.
What I do think we could do is get an elite group of skunks to go into the portal and retrieve our lost comrade.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Perhaps the skunk is in there and we haven't been able to... he's stuck.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the skunk didn't intend to mess everything up.
The skunk could be lost in a portal unknown. We gotta bring back the skunk. We gotta bring him back home.
Carlos Santana!
Is maybe somewhere in the portal, being really, really lost and scared. He is lost, he is scared in the portal right now.
Bring my skunk home.
Bring my skunk home.
He's all alone. Bring the skunk home.
Bring the skunk home.
Where's he hiding? He is somewhere in the portal, seeking and digging, finding berries, making some mischief. Is he very? The skunk's name, let's be honest, It's probably Maria. Maria, Maria, the skunk who can never keep herself out of trouble.
Gotta bring the skunk home. We gotta bring the skunk home. We gotta bring the skunk home.
To see ya,
Maria, Maria.
We need an elite dream to retrieve her.
We'll need an elite task force.
I'll do it.
I'll do it too.
And also me.
We are the elite task force. Be the task force you want to see in the world. The task force is we three elites. Whoa. To go get Maria. When the ocean boils and gone, we will still be here. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's pack what we need.
I'm loading up a bag of things that I need, zipping into my interdimensional suit, putting my suit over my head.
I'm bringing rope and this bag of Fritos.
I'm bringing rope, Fritos, and also blueberries, and also and also raspberries, and also lingonberries.
Maria's in the portal.
Maria's in the portal. Maria's in the portal.
She got to come back home.
Oh! Maria's in the portal.
Stupid show.
She really remembered more of that than I.
Yes, you did. That was so awesome.
I was like, I can't hear it.
Listen.
As far as I'm concerned, you are the version of that song. Thank you.
That's what should have got the Grammy.
That's right.
Oh, hell yes.
Anyway, back in the story.
Back in the story.
Yeah, so my dad is going to pick me up in a couple hours. There's just like some stuff going on, but I just thought I'd come here and hang out with you guys.
Okay, yeah, well, we were just noticing that the portal's been smelling skunky lately, and we were gabbing about it, like teens like to do on their first job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teens in their first job.
I don't know. I don't want to be an old teen when I grow up. I'll be six forever.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, it's cool growing up.
If I jump into the portal, I'll be six forever.
We don't think that
you can't get into the portal. We've all tried to get in the portal.
Everyone's
tried. No living things can get in the portal.
When I tried to get into the portal, because I thought, no way, this is going to keep my fusilli fresh.
Because
fusilli?
I only put in fresh fusilli.
Yeah, you know, fusilli.
Fusilli.
The problem with, I mean, listen, the portal has revolutionized the pasta industry because the main problem with pasta was like, once you get dried pasta, it's not as good as fresh pasta.
Right.
But once you put a fusilli into it, or maybe a farfalle, any of the pastas, you can put fresh into the portal and they come out just as good as they were before.
You gotta give me a warning, dude, so I can jump back before you.
Sorry. Tony's Italian grandfather's been visiting them this summer and he's been really getting connected to his heritage.
What he told me is that real Italians only scream the names of pastas when they say them.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell, because if you go like, here, watch.
Well, because your grandfather
here,
worked on a really loud
it's
ship.
Just about passion.
All of Italy was so loud, and yeah. That's how they have to do it. So watch. Order, like, ask me what I want for my order, and I'll say if I'm an American.
Welcome to Baskin Stone. Can I take your order?
Good job.
Yeah, I would like spaghetti, please. Okay, now ask me again, but I'll say it about like I was an Italian person.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you tell me again what would you like?
Yeah, I would like some spaghetti!
Now, you might think that this is cartoonish, but we've spent a lot of time having great, great dinners with his grandfather, and this is exactly
just,
how
that's
he
just how he is.
I mean, that's a great interpretation of an older guy in your life. That's awesome.
Has anybody else had any summer dreams?
Summer dreams?
Yeah.
You mean like...
Yeah, I mean...
I need you to elaborate on what that means.
Yeah, what's a summer dream? Summer dreams, what does that mean? Is that something you get when you're a teen?
Summer dreams, I feel like a slob. Waking up, going to my job, but what I am dreaming when I'm not ice creaming. Ooh, it's a summer dream.
I dream, I dream, I dream, I dream.
Pasta sauce, pasta sauce.
Like summer dreams, things that you want to do. Not working jobs, there's more for you.
Right. Surfing maybe, put my toes in the sand. Or maybe get in the portal and grand. Summer dreams, not scooping ice cream. Oh, that's a summer dream.
Or yellow like an Italian man.
That's right.
I scoop ice cream and you
just scream.
And this is how we're spending summer as teens. Oh, what if it was more than normal? And we could stay in the summer in the portal. So it was summer forever. An endless summer. A summer.
I wouldn't have to go back to school, and I wouldn't have to go to third grade, which I think is really scary.
I get to spend more time with my cool, loud grandpa before he goes back to Italy.
And I get to figure out what my summer dream is, if we could only make an endless summer. It's a summer and find, or will they find that skunk in the portal?
Will Maria be rescued by the temporal order of skunks?
Toos.
Find out.
Toos? What did we say?
Toos.
Toos?
Find out when we return to the second half of Skunks in the Portal, the musical.
Perfect. Yes.
Featuring Carlos Santana.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
intrepid group of temporal skunks were about to try to rescue their comrade Maria from the inside of a portal, which was connected to many places, including a Baskin Stones, a hybrid ice cream place that also uses portal technology. You know, normal musical stuff. Will those teens create an endless summer? Will Maria escape? Find out in the second half of Skunks in the Portal, which happens now.
Maria, I'm just a skunk named Maria, and everywhere I go, I still am there because I'm stuck in a portal. Say it loud and I hear my thoughts think.
Why did I get inside this portal? I'm your thoughts, Maria.
Hi, thoughts.
Hi, Maria. I'm also your thoughts.
Hi, thoughts.
Maria, you're stuck in a portal, Maria.
Say it soft.
You're stuck in a portal.
Say it loud. You're still stuck in a portal.
I'm stuck in a portal. I'm stuck in a portal!
But, girl, we've been through worse, girl.
Right.
Do you remember when we got culottes?
Do you remember culottes? Remember when we got stuck in culottes?
Yeah. You're right. You're right, thoughts. If I could get through culottes, then I can get through this too. Just think of a first step. Think of the first thing we have to do. Maybe stand near the things that humans are always reaching for.
hear Maria.
Say my sound.
Maria, oh, Maria.
Maria, Maria.
Oh, my skunks. My fellow Tatus skunks. Yes,
oh, there you are. You've been in the portal so long you almost forgot Tus, the temporal order of skunks.
No, careful. Don't talk. Yeah,
I'm just gonna come in.
No! Oh,
wait, what? What?
No,
what?
Careful! No! You'll get caught in this bubble with me.
You're in the bubble.
You are stuck. We suspected you were stuck, so we came to get you out.
This is not good at all.
You're the best. You're the best friends I could have. But
I am the constable. Yes, I remember you, Maria. And this is
I'm the doctor.
The doctor.
And I'm the nurse.
I'm not the doc. I'm
hello, nurse.
Nurse is the one that does medicine. I'm a doctor.
She's
of
lovely.
Music.
She loves to introduce
hello,
herself.
Hello, nurse. That's what I love you to say because I do love attention.
Hello, nurse.
Hello, I'm here. But no, now we're.
I'm the shipwright.
Huh?
What?
We brought a fourth person. Oh, great. The shipwright. So this bubble, you're trapped in it.
We were all trapped. Well, now I fear we all are trapped in this bubble. You know, I would never go against the bylaws of Tus or Toss.
That's right.
Colloquially, it's Tus.
But in some decades, in some eons, we've called it Toss. Sometimes it's hard to shake when you've been selling it something for hundreds of years.
This bubble is so thick. I can't pierce it. Do you have anything sharp, doctor?
Well, I'm a doctor of music, so let me see. I have a conductor's baton.
Oh, that's quite
nurse fun. Is the one in charge of medical stuff.
I have a scalpel, and I have these ninja stars I stole from the last time I went through a Baskin Stone.
I love that place. They honor any coupon.
Yeah, even ones from Bed Bath & Beyond.
And you can bring your weapon from home.
To toss in your own toppings. It's great. Yeah. I like it. I love it. I gotta have
it. Gotta have it.
Well, maybe we can make an opening in this bubble, and the next time, as you know, everything in the portal... floats and rotates as if it were, you know, space.
We know that.
And if we can get close enough to some pasta, I feel like they've been getting pasta all the time. Maybe we could get out that way.
So we wait for someone to get... We pierce a hole to get it thin so that when they reach in for pasta, we can escape through that hole.
Right. Mm. Well, I'm also hoping the bubble will rotate us by a bunch of pasta. Like right now, there's some milk. There's a bag of fresh peanuts. There's some pretty skunky weed that I keep getting blamed for. Oh,
but I mean, this bubble you've been in, it's very good. It's protecting you. I've studied it before. It's a thought bubble. You've kept your mind together. And that is what has caused you from not disappearing into the nothingness.
Oh, thanks, Constable.
No, but that's the problem. You see, you had to keep your mind together to stop your mind from falling apart. But in doing so, you've created this bubble, Maria.
Oh, no. A bubble in the portal? I thought maybe it was just a blip. You think it might affect
You're special.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes, we had a big election. To decide who the special skunk
was.
Who
is the most special skunk in our community?
And then we started looking at the evidence for who had the most, like, temporal abilities and powers.
Yeah, I have.
And it was unanimously you.
I have been able to do some spectacular things to the eons, get us all the way from Pompeii, hold Pangaea together a couple extra thousand years so that we could all get
to several.
Yes, we could get to all continents.
And just as we were putting the order in for your new sash... We looked for you, we could not find.
We didn't know how big to make the thash because we didn't have your measurements on file.
You had disappeared from us, Maria. Why would you leave?
Well, I didn't mean to. I got distracted at the portal gate.
And then we thought, she probably didn't mean to. She probably got distracted at the portal
gate. She has so many good qualities. Why would she just leave us?
So we immediately forgave you.
Yes.
You guys are the best.
You're redeemable, Maria. But you have a great idea. We need to get close to the pasta.
I think only you... are capable of moving a bubble inside the portal. Only you can do it. It's certainly not the shipwright. Nope, it's certainly not me.
And only one of us can see this as a blessing, not a curse. It has to be you, it can't.
This constable is stoppable in some ways, but if you can think bigger, we can get closer.
Think bigger, we can get closer. If the bubble is your thoughts, then thinking bigger ought to make the bubble bigger.
Oh,
with you. I'm your left brain.
Yes, Maria. Here's what you need to do. Think of the thoughts that your friends would have, and then dunk on them with bigger thoughts. But they're here for you. You can stand upon their shoulders.
It's getting bigger.
What if I should give a second thought? Look,
that's so the biggest thought anyone's ever had.
Oh my gosh. Look, we're big enough,
give
everyone.
A second shot. To cool off.
Give a second shot.
To cool off.
Cause they're little shorts, but they are also big. And they
sets of legs, so you can wear two sets of culottes. I like it a lot.
Oh, what a thought, what a thought, what a thought, what a thought, what a thought. A second shot, come on.
What a thought, what a thought, what a thought, what a thought, what a thought. A second shot for culottes.
Oh, sure, Grandpa Antonio. Thanks for having us over again.
Did you make any fresh fettuccine? Yes, I did, my grandson. I get it from the back. I get it a fettuccine out of the porno.
The portal is opening. This is our time. Everyone link hands. Maria, you're with us. Let's go through the portal.
Think the thoughts of two pairs of bringing back culottes, Maria.
Mother trucking portal.
We're in the portal, and there's going to be summer forever.
Yes!
We're in some sort of, my best guess is a thought bubble created by a temporal skunk.
Whoa, it's infinite.
It's my best guess.
In here, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's as good that's as any
only,
other guess.
That's the only way we can be in here.
I had a guess, but it was dumb.
No, tell us, Tony.
A snot bubble from a big elephant.
That's a crazy thought, dude.
Okay. This is amazing.
See, we can make a big bubble. What a big, sick elephant.
We're going to be the first humans who ever got to go in the portal. Yeah. Oh, this is my summer dream come true.
It's so cool.
That I had one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Well, my dream was that I wish I had a dream.
So you accomplished your dream. Sorry. In the portal, I grew up.
Yeah.
Now
a lot
like
can
a
change when
team.
You go into a portal.
Yeah. Now times. I feel like I can say pastas at a reasonable volume.
Yeah.
Try it.
Fettuccine.
Yeah. What? Do you want to try a medium one?
Mm. Fettuccine.
Oh, I like that.
Nice.
That suits you.
Punctuation mark on it.
Look, there's so much food floating around us.
A lot of milk and nuts. We're storing a lot of milk and nuts.
Yeah, we have this incredible technology and we use it for milk and nuts.
Wait.
What? What do you smell?
What do you smell?
Some real skunky weed.
Whoa, dude. So
whoa,
glad
dude.
I grew up.
Whoa. Should we?
Well, have
smoke
you,
some of this dank.
I mean, let's
weed?
Hotbox ourselves inside this temporal skull.
All
skunk
I've ever wanted to do is get banked in an infinite thought bubble.
I mean, I don't know how we're going to get out of there, and I'm starting to panic. So I think taking the edge off with a little bit of this skunk weed from the temporal skunk bubble sounds good to me.
Take the edge off with that skunky weed. Inhale it a bit.
to relax, it's what you need. We've got anxiety inside this infinite nothingness, but it could be everything if we only opened up a skunky wee.
Skunky wee.
Skunky wee. Skunky, skunky.
So many leaves, but also so many stems.
So many stems.
You want leaves and stems? Don't worry, we got both of them.
Both of them.
And it smells like it's been in someone's car for a while. Ooh. So smoke it up. Mmm. Skunky weed style. And it might be the skunky weed.
Tell me, brother.
But being in this bubble with this skunky weed is all I could ever need.
Being inside this bubble with all of y'all has me never want to withdraw. I want it all the time.
Oh, wait, I just had another thought.
Tell me, brother.
And you know what's up?
I really don't.
Picture a cup.
Okay.
Now take the handle off of that cup.
Whoa.
Now take the bottom out of that cup.
No. Oh, oh, oh.
No.
I've never thought a cup could have a no top and no handle.
I feel like it's our duty.
I really do not want to buzz the. I don't want to be the heavy.
I know. I feel like their concept of time is human, yes. So we can let them live in this version of this bubble for like 40 minutes, and that will probably feel like 2 days to them because it's going to feel so wild.
This will be like a really cool story.
It'll be such a cool story.
No, luckily, getting things out of the portal is actually quite easy. Yes, all we have to do is think of the thing we want to take out of the portal and pull it out.
Wait, why didn't you do that for me?
Oh, we tried. But the bubble of your thought was too strong. Right. But there's no, I'm trying to think of like the biggest thought that they could be having in there. And it's probably like, what if a cup had no handle and also no bottom?
Whoa. That would just be a,
it'd be like, a tube. Be a tube. Yeah. As you pointed out, Maria, yeah.
It would just be a tube.
But sure, let's pull those kids outside of the bubble. Mm. Let's do it now.
Also. Do you smell that pasta that this older Italian gentleman is cooking in the kitchen? It smells.
It's so fresh.
I want to say he might be Sicilian. I'm getting a lot of briny note, like very seafaring. I'm getting capers. I'm getting lemon.
I do love a lemon. I love a caper.
I love a caper.
A caper? I'll say it. It's the berry of olives.
A caper is the berry of olives. Full name is caper berries.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's why I love capers so much. There's no berries I don't like.
I don't want to get stuck in your thought bubble, okay?
We should get them out before they run out of there.
Ready to think of them?
Yep.
Yes.
Ooh, I just thought of what actually would be the problem.
Sure.
They're so big.
Caper berries?
No.
I also think the little one is looking for their dead.
Let me just put on my little skunk paw and see if they grab it. I bet they will. Thinking of
two teens and a six-year-old who is a teen in the bubble.
Sure. Yep. Oh, they grabbed it immediately.
Oh my god. Thank god. Does anyone else see this skunk paw? I gotta hold this bubble.
It feels so nice to feel.
Oh, it's so free.
Wow. Wow, did
Did those skunks just jump out?
Yes, hello. Oh. Just look at this sort of, you'll recognize this from the film Men in Black.
But it looks like a tube.
It's a tube.
Imagine a cup with no handle or bottom.
I've thought of this before.
And a boink.
And goodbye.
Skitter away.
Skitter away. Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, Grandpa Antonio. I think we got distracted. We were supposed to be squeezing these lemons for you.
Yeah. Don't worry, my precious grandchild Tony and all of your little American friends, even though you, Tony, are also American as well. I'm so happy to have you over for dinner, a traditional Sicilian meal.
And I just actually had a really crazy thought, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Speak on it, sister.
You know, maybe, after all, the thing that makes summer so great is that it ends.
As we've always said, the thing that makes Italy so great is the fact that someday Italy is gonna sink into the sea. Bye bye, Italy. All of the islands, all of the world, when the oceans rise and the sun boils, a life is an impermanent. And that's why you gotta eat the fresh pasta.
Right.
Not buy the stuff from the store. You gotta eat the fresh linguine.
Right.
And the fresh fettuccine.
Like, I don't know why I'm suddenly feeling this way since I was all up on my summer dreams earlier today, but suddenly I just feel like, if summer actually never ended, I wouldn't be happy.
How do you appreciate it if it never ends, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we have seasons.
Yeah.
Because everything's got to change.
Everything's got to come to an end, except milk and portals. That can live forever.
And us. Finishing our notes at our meeting, we will also live forever. Yeah.
And we would love to present you, Maria, finally, with this sash of appreciation.
Oh.
You for being the most special skunk.
The most special skunk. Do you accept this responsibility to be the most special skunk that you can be?
Here are the duties. Just keep being you, girl. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Can you do it?
Can you even...
Can you be yourself?
Can you be yourself?
I don't know. You tell me. What do you think about these new culottes?
Oh my gosh. Two pairs? One in the front, one in the back?
The problem with my first culotte phase is that I was only wearing them on one set of legs. I was only front legging them.
Yes. If anything, I would have thought it would have been back.
But I know.
Doing both really pulls it all together.
I know. It was Donald Duckin', but now I'm full culotting. And yes, I will accept this sash with great honor and humility. I really appreciate you all.
And we appreciate you. And I think we need to make a new rule about not going into the... Oh, never mind. It's probably fine. I thought about it, but like we've learned, right? So like if we...
Hold on to your mind, then you can go into a...
You can go in just fine. So what's your favorite part from the last million years?
I guess if I had to think, my favorite part from the last million...
You know what's really good?
Sure.
Berries.
Yes.
But what else?
Sorry, did you already have something?
Nope.
Oh, my favorite... Like, ice cream's like really good, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It does crazy stuff. I'm used to stings coming out of my butt. It does crazy stuff to my stink glands. But ice cream is really good.
Yeah, I guess after all we've been through, I do want to close by saying ice cream makes my stink glands.
I think that's the main lesson we've learned here today.
Oh, oh.
All the smells from our butts, butts from our butts.
smells from our
blood.
The end.
Is where the smells come from.
That's right.
Oh, from our butts, butts,
from our butts, butts,
from our butts.
Smells from our butts. You know what's totally different from that is the music from his fingers. It's Zach Marsh.
Ooh, the smells, how they linger. Listen to how Zach plays from his fingers. Oh, ew.
You know who's just like the ocean under the moon, who's got all the licks so smooth? It's Brett Morris. Everything with the chord. Boom, boom, like a loud Italian man from across the room, it's Dana Wickens.
On the cajon?
On the cajon. We can't leave her alone. She keeps coming back. And, oh. And most of all, please get up for Rashawn Scott.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk about my butt freely anytime.
And we love that.
Anytime.
Rashawn, where can the people find you?
The people can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rashawn Scott. You can also check out my funny podcast that's not singing, but just as enjoyable, Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, and watch Southside HBO Max.
Yeah, that's right.
Do it. As we said at the beginning of the episode, I'll just do a quick re-up. Offbook is going through some changes as we approach episode 300. If you want to hear more about that, go find our announcement episode. It's all there. Suffice to say, because it is changing, if the new show is not something that you want to support monetarily, go and cancel that memberful now. We totally understand. We're becoming a new thing. Just want to let you know that. And we'll talk about that more as time comes. But for now, Rashawn, thank you so much for joining us. You're incredible. And as we say at the end of every single show,
if your thought bubbles have you feeling like you got some scaries,
just relax with the world's greatest thing, a series of berries.
Bye.
Bye.
Played by Carlos Santana.